We're talking high school football as the first day of practice, Monday, August 12th. The Griswold Tigers looking forward to a new season. Joining us now is head coach for Griswold, Seth Lemke. And coach, of course, a tough year last year, so hoping for new things and better things in 2024. How are you feeling about your football team as you gear up for the start of the season?
You know, we're feeling pretty good about it. We return, we didn't lose any seniors, so we return everybody. So our entire production's back. Obviously, with all that we have coming back, we have higher expectations for ourselves. And, you know, with those higher expectations comes a certain amount of focus and work that needs to be done. And I'd say so far throughout the summer, we've done a pretty good job of getting kids in the weight room, getting kids working out, getting kids looking through playbooks, looking through huddle, you know, and we've had a pretty good summer so far. So,
yeah, I mean, that kind of leads me to my next question, which I was going to say is like, what were some of the highlights for the summer, for the off season, for your team?
You know, the number of guys just hitting the weight room, getting in better shape, becoming a bit more durable. You know, in the off season, our track kids won, the boys won conference track. So, you know, they've got a little bit more success behind them. The baseball season went well. So a little bit more success behind them there. Just kind of building on those little successes along the way and hopefully going to carry some of that momentum in here into the football season.
Right. Overall, how do you feel that the attitude of the kids, is as you come into camp? I mean, it's a tough thing to go through a season like that was last year. Have you noticed any differences with the guys since it's pretty much the same group coming into this year?
You know, I feel like there's a little bit more focus with the guys this year. You know, we've had a pretty tough road the last few years, and the guys are ready to make a change, ready to help this program turn a corner and get us to back to where we were and back to where we need to be. So you know, there's been a lot of focus. There's been a lot of intention. Kids being very intentional about getting in, getting their teammates into the weight room, getting in better shape. So we're in a much better spot, I think, this year than we were last year.
Is it easier with all the kids back, or do you look for new ways to change things up?
You know, we're always looking at ways to change things up. We'll have a little bit of depth for the first time in a long time. So that enables us to have a little bit of competition when it comes to practices. And you know, we do talk to the kids, like every spot's open, and we've got multiple guys who can fill multiple spots. So they're looking forward to getting out there and competing hard for their spots. And, you know, the flip side of that is, you know, if we've got, you know, two or three guys who can fill each spot, well, then we can get more guys into the game so we can be a little bit more well-rested throughout the game. So hopefully that'll work in our favor as we go down throughout the season.
Are there key spots that are going to be competition going into camp this year?
We're really looking a lot, especially a lot of those skill position players. We've got a lot of wonderful athletes at those spots. Just trying to figure out who's going to serve us best in those spots. And it might be a couple of kids moving around to different spots. You know, Bodie Wyman's been our quarterback. He's done a wonderful job there. You know, maybe seeing if he could get a little bit of halfback, a little bit of split end in as well. You know, we got good receivers, Peyton Cook, Auden Wilson, certainly have done a wonderful job. Holden Jensen's about the hardest worker that I've worked with in a long time in terms of getting himself into a good playing shape. Offensive and defensive lines, you know, we return everybody there. RJ Deshaun's back. Camden Rozelle will be another bright spot there. Two guys who've been working hard, really grinding, kind of helping set the example for the rest of the guys in the trenches there about how we're supposed to do things and get things done.
You used a lot of different guys running the football last year. Was that by design? Did injuries come into play? Do you want somebody to try and take the number one role and just run with it? How do you envision that running back spot?
Last year it was a little bit of both. It was, you know, we had some injuries. So we had to fit a few guys in, and it just kind of worked out to where a lot of guys got a lot of nice experience running the ball. And I would like to kind of continue that, just kind of keep kids fresh so we can rotate them on offense, rotate them a little bit on defense. Kind of keep us ahead of the curve a little bit on making sure kids are getting rested, kids are staying healthy as the season wears on.
How do you feel about your district as you look at it coming into a new season?
Our district's going to be strong as always. You know, we've got Cam won it last year. Cam will probably be the, I would guess they'd be the odds on favorite to win. Fremont Mills is always good. East Mills always puts out good teams, and there's no such thing as an easy week in our district. That's for sure. But you know, it's a good challenge, and it's a good bunch of coaches and a good bunch of players to go up against. And it's really exciting for us to be able to do that.
So overall, what is the most favorite thing that you like about this time of year as summer ends and practice begins?
You know, there's that anticipation. The season's coming, school's coming. Fall's the best time of the year for us because it is, well, it's football season. We just really enjoy that anticipation. Everything's equal. Everybody's equal right now. Everybody's 0-0. We let the kids know that we're 0-0, Cam 0-0. Fremont Mills is 0-0 right now. It's just who's going to go 1-0 every week and at the end of the season, who's basically gone 1-0 the most throughout the season. But right now, everyone's on that level playing field. You know, it's fresh start, clean slate. We're starting over, and we're going to get out there.
And you will. Coach, really appreciate your time. Looking forward to talking to you throughout the season. And certainly best of luck here in practice. Thanks so much.
Hey, appreciate it.
That's Seth Lemke, head coach for the Griswold Tiger football team, with us here on KSOM.